Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav, 12:6, the last of the Perek, and the last one about Kosev. Fascinating Mishnah. It's short and sweet, but really interesting. HaKosev Shtei Osios B'Shtei Ha'lamos. What happens if you write two letters, which is the requisite amount to be Chayev, but you do it in two separate lapses? That is to say, you write an Aleph, and that was done B'Shogeg, you forgot it was Shabbos, or you forgot it was us, or whatever it is. Then someone puts you on notice, oh, you know it's Shabbos, you can't write. Say, oh, I forgot about that. And then your Mr. Short-term memory, you forget again, and you write the base next to Aleph, forgetting that today is Shabbos, that you can't do it, etc. So the normal rule is that if you we established on the previous parak and on the seventh parak, you need to have, if let's say, for example, a person was planting seeds, and then after planting seeds on Shabbos, someone says, oh, it's Shabbos, you can't do that. Oh, I didn't realize. And then he goes and waters the seeds. You have two different halamos, two different lapses. He'll be chayav two separate karbonos, because the information, the yediyah, being put on notice, breaks up the two. The question is, now, if a person is put on notice and he doesn't act b'shogeg entirely also, so then he would be exempt from being a chatas. The question is, what happens if you have like a chatzi shir, a half of an aveira done? You've done just one of the two letters, and then someone puts you on notice. Does that count as being put on notice that breaks it up, so the second half doesn't connect to the first half as being two separate lapses? Or the fact that you've been notified doesn't count, since you've been notified for a non-issue. You were told that you couldn't write that one letter, but that's not the shir. So is there such thing as like a chatzi shir yadiyah, meaning that does it count to break them up? Or maybe no, it doesn't count, and therefore the two lapses could indeed combine to make you be chayav for a single chatas. That's the question. And the same would apply if, at least according to Rabban Gamliel, if you had achas shachas v'achas ben harabam, you wrote one letter in the morning and the second letter in the afternoon. Here you weren't informed between the writing of the aleph and then the base one morning, one afternoon, that it was forbidden, but enough time passed that you certainly could have known that it was Shabbos or that it was us, or lots of time passed. In both those cases, Rabban Gamliel is mechayev. He holds that the fact that you were put on notice, or certainly could have been put on notice, is not relevant. It's not relevant. And that being the case, the two halves do combine, because ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. You to be put on notice about like a half, a part of an aveira doesn't count, and therefore they'll combine and you'll be chayav to bring a chatas. But the chachamim poach, and the chachamim say no, indeed yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir. If you're put on notice halfway through, that would break up the two lapses, and two half lapses where in either lapse you didn't do a full requisite amount of the aveira, so neither half is enough to kick in the obligation to bring a chatas. So therefore you'll be putter from bringing a chatas in both the cases, and the meaning both if you wrote the aleph and then put a notice before the base, or you wrote the aleph and had enough time for you to learn about it, like morning and afternoon, and then wrote the base. In both those cases, the chum say you'll be putter, because the fact that you were informed or even could have been informed creates a sufficient break to make it two separate lapses to exempt you from being chayav v'chatas.